The impetus for the group was a talk that took place back in June during the Aspen Ideas Health Festival. So the Aspen Institute partnered with Pitkin County, and they put on some community talks. And one of the talks was about the emotional tolls of climate change. And so this was open to anybody to join. And there was actually, you know, a lot of people who came and some really passionate community members. And what community leaders started to see was, you know, people are definitely experiencing some major emotional impacts when it comes to climate change and environmental issues. And so that was really where the conversation started. And since then, we have been talking with Pitkin County Public Health, but also with county commissioners. And it was brought up to myself and actually my husband, Philip, as well, about the need to have some type of support group, and that there have been successful support groups around the country focusing on the emotional impacts of climate change. And, you know, there's obviously a need for it within our community.
Describe your feelings about climate change.
I do experience some, you know, anxiety about it, or it's something that I worry about. I'm a mother, so thinking about my child and the world that we are leaving for him and for his children. You know, for me, it's not just what's changing within our climate and our weather or some of those obvious things that people talk about, but it's just environmental impacts about, you know, what's in our food, what is in the food that we're giving him. And, you know, when studies come out saying there are pesticides in very common things that we give him, like oatmeal and Cheerios, you know, that causes me stress. So for me, it's just, how am I providing a better world for my child? I think hearing stories about bird species that have been eliminated, essentially, you know, that's disturbing to me, knowing that that carries a lot of other impacts. It's not so much about me as an individual and wanting to put on this group. It's more me as a mental health professional and recognizing that the anxiety and stress and fear and grief and loss that people are experiencing because of climate change and these environmental impacts is real. And we have to treat it like we would treat any other mental health issue or any other reason that people might be experiencing those emotions. I'll be honest, I'm not a climate expert. This is just something that's important to me and it's important to my family. And I want to know how I can do better.
Do you think the DSM-5, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that helps counselors and psychiatrists diagnose personality problems, do you think there should be a specific category like climate disruption dysphoria or some kind of traumatic mood disorder that's attributed to climate change?
I don't necessarily believe that that is a must. Would it help things? Well, perhaps. If people really recognized this climate dysphoria or climate anxiety as a significant issue that it needs to be labeled in the DSM. But I guess where I see myself treating it or working on it as a mental health professional, you know, it's very similar as, you know, how I would work with anyone experiencing anxiety or depression or grief and loss. I think what's unique about the climate change aspect is that people want to feel like they're doing something. So you're not feeling hopeless and helpless. And that's kind of the purpose of this group is, you know, how can we help people take something away from this group? Maybe someone shares a story and they're reducing their carbon footprint by doing X, Y, and Z, and someone thinks, oh my gosh, I could do that in my home and it's going to help me feel a lot better. You know, I think the purpose of this group is really just to provide a space for people to connect, to talk, to share their stories, share ideas. If we can ease some of these feelings, then that's really our hope here.